Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of New York Is This Way. It's the day before Thanksgiving. It's November 22nd, 2023. You might hear some of the traffic and noise behind me. Right now, as I record this, I'm in the Riverdale section of the Bronx. And today is a very solemn day in American history. It's the 60th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. One of the really tragic moments in American history. And I'm talking about it right now where I'm at because when you think of John F. Kennedy, you think of Boston, right? You think of that accent, of Harvard, yeah, you think of that. And when you think of Lee Harvey Oswald, you may just think of him as just a crazy person. But there's some interesting history linking New York and specifically the Bronx to both JFK and Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, John F. Kennedy spent his early childhood in the Bronx, in the Riverdale section of the Bronx, a very area with lots of beautiful homes and houses. His father, Joseph Kennedy, had a 20-room mansion on Independence Avenue. So John F. Kennedy spent his very early years and went to school here in the Bronx, the Riverdale section. And Lee Harvey Oswald also spent some of his childhood in the Bronx. Now, Oswald spent most of his childhood between Texas and also New Orleans. He moved around a lot as a kid. When he was around 12 years old in seventh grade, he ended up living in the Bronx. His uncle lived here. He lived on 102nd 9th Street and Sheridan Avenue. And while he was here, he got into trouble, had to be evaluated for being sort of a juvenile delinquent, I guess. And he was apparently was noted that he was, I guess, to be kind of disturbed. So that's some of the history linking both JFK and Lee Harvey Oswald to New York City. And of course, specifically the Bronx. And of course, like I say, a tragic moment in American history. And of course, the subsequent years after that, you would see the assassinations of Martin Luther King and Robert F. Kennedy. So a seminal moment and something that's etched in the brains of many Americans. If you ever speak to someone who was actually alive back then, or even if it was a young person, they will tell you they will never forget when they first heard that news, either at school or maybe they were home and, you know, Walter Cronkite broke into regular program. I believe a soap opera was airing. It might have been As the World Turns airing on CBS when Cronkite broke the news to America about what was happening in Dallas, Texas on that fateful day. So I just wanted to share that brief little history and to commemorate this event. Thank you for listening to New York Is This Way.